Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, the Bitcoin price falls below $20,000 for the first time since 2020, and Ethereum dips under 1,000. As I point out here, Bitcoin just made history this cycle, returning below 2017's all-time high of $19,800. That's right, there's a first time for everything, and quoting Rec Capital, Bitcoin still needs more volume and volatility than at the present to match the volume levels at the previous bear market bottoms at the 200-week moving average. Promising sign is that seller volume is above average for the first time this week, but much more is needed for final capitulation. And Plan B updates us here. And there it is, dark blue, 70% below the all-time high. Most indicators are at extreme levels. Does that mean that all indicators are invalidated, debunked? No. Investing is a game of probabilities, and indicators give situational awareness. Bitcoin is oversold. And have you ever wondered who designed that infamous Bitcoin logo? I'm going to be sharing this with you, along with CNBC Jim Cramer issuing a massive crypto warning detailing a brutal price target for the king crypto, as he shares here on CNBC Squawk Box. I think it goes to $12,000, where it was before this whole fiasco began. Also in today's show, co-founder of major crypto lender says Bitcoin will explode by over 350% and shares his timeline. That's right, Nexo crypto lending platform co-founder Antonio Trenchev says he is not turning his back on Bitcoin, despite the king crypto losing more than 70% of its value since late 2021. Quoting him here from a recent interview, "I stick to my guns and target $100,000 within 12 months from now. This will not be by any measure the craziest thing that Bitcoin has done." Also in today's show, Adam Back reiterates his $100,000 Bitcoin price prediction. Quoting him here, "My permeable case for Bitcoin, $100,000 this year, plus a U.S. physical Bitcoin ETF chaser would create a nice whip saw and probably trigger a big uncoupling and positive reflexivity into a blow off top next year. No leverage, boys." And we also have Samson Mao, who is running for mayor of Bitcoin City, who agrees with Adam Back and wrote, "So that makes two people calling for $100,000 Bitcoin this year. Me and Adam in the darkness of the dip. Few can see the light." Also in today's show, we'll be taking a look at the overall crypto market and discussing where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next. Find out all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Hopefully you're hanging in there, as Bitcoin just made a bear market first on June 18th, as the Bitcoin price action gave up on $20,000 support, which means Bitcoin price just made history this cycle, returning below 2017's all-time high of $19,800 and currently trading just above $19,000 at the time of this recording.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView confirmed Bitcoin sliding under that critical $20,000 support for the first time since December of 2020, reaching press time lows of $19,000. And as nerves heightened after the United States Federal Reserve's comments on inflation outlook, crypto markets bore the brunt of the sell-off, which began after shock consumer price index figures that came out last week, losing the psychologically significant $20,000 mark. Bitcoin also achieved a lifetime first, dropping below its previous halving cycle's high for the first time in Bitcoin history. And as pointed out right here, there is a first time for everything. Touche. Now, the largest cryptocurrency had until now to avoid such a move, this being reserved for altcoins, notably Ethereum earlier in the week, which has also now slipped below the $1,000 mark for the first time since January of 2021. And reacting, commentators attributed the latest weakness to liquidity problems at investment fund Three Arrows Capital, commonly known as 3AC, in addition to existing troubles tied into fintech protocol Celsius and the overall macro environment. As Pentoshi shares here, Luna, Celsius, Three Arrows Capital equals contagion. Those will lead to more blowups that we are yet to hear of. Things are likely to get worse before they get better until you start hearing about how all of these things are intertwined and cause other funds to unwind, becoming for sellers. Now, Three Arrows co-founder Xu Zhu said that the firm was in the process of communicating with relevant parties and fully committed to working this out without confirming specific problems. Now, the abrupt dip below 20,000 came during the weekend trading where thin order book liquidity amplified the volatility, which officially makes this bear market unlike any other. Yes, indeed. Bitcoin thus sealed 37% losses for the first 2 weeks of the month, making June 2022 the worst month of June on record, according to data from on-chain monitoring resource CoinGlass. So year to date, Bitcoin is down almost 60% at the time of this recording and over 70% below last November's all-time highs of $69,000. And as Cointelegraph reported, historical trends suggest that 80 to 84.5% is the classic drawdown target for bear markets, thus putting Bitcoin at between $11,000 and $14,000. And quoting crypto analyst Rec Capital here, Bitcoin still needs more volume and volatility than at present to match the volume levels at the previous bear market bottoms at the 200-week moving average. Promising sign is that seller volume is above average for the first time this week, but much more is needed for final capitulation. And Plan B updated us this morning, and there it is. Dark blue, 70% below the all-time high. Most indicators, including the stock to flow, RSI, which is the relative strength index, and 200-week moving average, realize, etc., are at extreme levels. Does that mean that all indicators are invalidated, debunked? No. Investing is a game of probabilities, and indicators give situational awareness. Bitcoin is oversold. And checking out his other recent tweets, he wrote here, Bitcoin cycles, RSI, which you can see here in the yellow, is at an all-time low of 42. To be transparent, I am not 100% HODL. 90% of my portfolio is investing, mainly HODL, with occasional rebalancing, strategic asset allocation, and multi-year horizon. 10% is trading, technical analysis, on-chain algorithm trading, passive income with cash and carry, plus covered calls. Also like to point out that this infamous stock to flow model is still predicting a $500,000 Bitcoin price post 2024 halving. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the stock to flow model.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Before I break down next story of the day and we share who designed the infamous Bitcoin logo, but first let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, there are blood on these crypto streets. Bitcoin down 7%, maintaining just above $19,100. We have Ether below that critical $1,000 support, down 7% for the day. We have Binance Coin, Cardano, XRP, Solana, and Polkadot all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down this Bitcoin origin story of who designed the Bitcoin logo. The bright orange Bitcoin logo for over a decade has become synonymous with financial freedom amid modern day recession and stringent government oversight. However, unlike the mysteries tied to the Bitcoin origin, the development of the Bitcoin B logo is fairly documented in the depths of the internet. That's right. When Bitcoin was introduced 13 years ago by creator Satoshi Nakamoto, the first iteration of the Bitcoin logo represented a gold coin with a BC text embedded in the center as shown right here. However, on February 24th of 2010, Nakamoto came up with a new Bitcoin logo, which saw the replacement of the BC text with just the B, with like the two lines showing the dollar sign embedded within the gold coin, which you can see right here. And based on the community's feedback, Satoshi then incorporated changes into the new logo and released the copyright-free images into the public domain. The logo then went on to be accepted as the official logo for Bitcoin for a short amount of time. Now, the decentralized nature of the Bitcoin ecosystem allows the general general public to contribute to the Bitcoin network in various forms based on community consensus, including logo designs. On November 1st of 2010, Bitcoin community member BitBoy released a new iteration of the Bitcoin logo based on Satoshi's design. However, this time the designer chose to replace the gold coin with the iconic orange circle entitled the B logo 14% clockwise, which you can see right here. And as a result of overwhelming support from the community, BitBoy's design standard as the official logo for Bitcoin for over the past 12 years. And after releasing the finalized version of the Bitcoin logo, BitBoy stated the following: now everyone can make use of the graphics freely, even for commercial purposes, with this license and not bound by any restriction. Now, personally, I love this Bitcoin logo. Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. Enthusiasts continue releasing new logos for Bitcoin to date, but the Bitcoin community has yet to come across a symbol that comes close to the beloved Orange B. Now, Bitcoin ATM installations made a steep recovery in June after witnessing a consistent decrease throughout 2022, which you can see here in this chart. It shows that May 2022's drop reached a range that was last seen in 2019. And over the last 2 years, in 2020 and 2021, Bitcoin ATM installations grew consistently owing to friendlier regulatory landscapes amid a rewarding market where numerous cryptocurrencies attained their new all-time highs momentarily. And before I break down next story of the day, CNBC's Jim Cramer issues a massive crypto warning and details brutal price target for the king crypto. But first, I want to take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting at $845 billion, which is $69 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 43.4%, with the Ether dominance at 14.4%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Theta Fuel leading the pack up 9.5%, trading at 5.3 cents, followed by Bitcoin Cash up 5%, trading at $116, followed by Quant up 3%, trading at $46.51.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week. There are literally zero out of the top 100 in green because every major crypto is correcting and crashing in the red like whoa. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we are currently rated a 6 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday a 9, last week a 12, and last month a 13 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. CNBC host Jim Cramer is issuing a dire crypto warning to investors that the leading digital asset, Bitcoin, can plunge towards the $12,000 range. In a new interview on CNBC's Squawk Box, the former hedge fund manager says prominent Bitcoin bulls and maximalists desperately need to make a stand to keep the top crypto asset by market cap afloat, quoting him here. I think the people who are involved in Bitcoin have to take another stand. We need some guys to say, look, this is the level. That is typical of what happens when it's about to really drop big. So they come on air and they say, listen, I'm a pyre. They have to make a stand. They can't let it go down anymore. Whoever they is, they got to hold. It's kind of like Braveheart with that thing. Now, Jim Cramer goes on to say he believes Bitcoin will eventually plummet to the $12,000 price range and also notes that Bitcoin isn't really anything. Quoting him here, I think it goes to $12,000 where it was before this whole fiasco began. Now, Cramer's comments come just a week after he said he is a big believer in Bitcoin and top smart contract platform Ethereum, proclaiming they are the most legitimate digital assets, both have a place in diversified portfolios. As he shared here, I think crypto should be a part of a person's diversified portfolio. I can't tell you not to own crypto. I own crypto. I own Ethereum. So there you have it. Let me know your thoughts surrounding his $12,000 Bitcoin price floor for this cycle. And to watch this entire interview with CNBC's Jim Cramer on Squawk Box, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down next story of the day, co-founder of major crypto lender says Bitcoin will explode by over 350% and shares his timeline, as well as Adam Back reiterates his $100,000 Bitcoin price prediction along with Samson Mao. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, recently released my crypto news alerts, shorts, so be sure to check out the new shorts video right here every day on my YouTube channel. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button to ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. We're currently receiving over 500,000 downloads per month. My goal is to get that and scale it to 1 million downloads per month. And I know we can do that with your support. Also be sure to follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. And let's get this crypto.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, now let's break down our final stories of the day. Nexo crypto lending platform co-founder Antonio Trenchev says he is not turning his back on Bitcoin despite Bitcoin losing more than 70% of its value since late 2021. In a new interview with Bloomberg Technology, Trenchev says Bitcoin experienced brutal price swings to the downside 2 years ago before rallying in a major way, and he anticipates Bitcoin to manifest another bull cycle. As he shares here, the last time we had this type of volatility in Bitcoin and it lost like 50% intraday, it was in March of 2020. Out of those levels, it went up 10x and reached levels of $50,000. So after the deleveraging and de-risking of the sector, I think we'll be back in a rampant bull market. And as the crypto market remains in an extended downtrend dating back to last November, Trenchev thinks the king crypto is still likely to hold the $20,000 support level, which we just broke down below, just FYI, but also notes that any broader macroeconomic uncertainty will also impact Bitcoin's price action. As he shares here, I think all of the negativity with all the solvency issues and the pressure that we saw in the market is already priced in. I think there is a good chance that these levels around $20,000 hold, which coincidentally are the previous all-time highs of the previous bull cycle that ended in 2017 to 2018. There is a very good chance we see a relief rally here, but it also depends on how the overall risk on assets are performing. You can't have the S&P 500 go down 3% a day and expect a heavy rally in Bitcoin. Now, back in January, Trenchev said he expected the Bitcoin price to reach $100,000 by the middle of the year. And when pressed by Bloomberg host Matt Miller for his latest price prediction, the Nexo co-founder shared the following: "I'll stick to my guns and target at $100,000 within the next 12 months from now. This will not be by any measure the craziest thing that Bitcoin has done." Let me know if you agree or disagree with Antonio Trenchev that the Bitcoin price can still hit $100,000 within the next 12 months. And to watch this interview, check the show notes below the video in the description. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Despite the recent pullback of the crypto market, the British cryptographer and outspoken supporter of Bitcoin, Adam Back, thinks the asset can tap $100,000 by the end of this year. And he also admitted that he kept buying amounts of Bitcoin and HODLs for the long term. Now, the crypto industry has collapsed significantly in the past week, as we all know, causing panic amongst investors and doubts about whether the asset class could overcome its issues. As you can see here in the Crypto Greed and Fear Index being currently rated at a 6 in extreme fear, this is the lowest we've seen this in a very long time. Now, contrary to the negative trend, the CEO of the blockchain technology firm Blockstream, Adam Back, envisioned a bright future for the primary crypto, forecasting its USD valuation to tap $100,000 by year's end. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Adam Back. In his view, the price increase will be triggered if the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission approves Grayscale's Bitcoin ETF application. Now, earlier this month, the company doubled down on its ambitions to convert its Bitcoin trust into an ETF. Now, another reason why the cryptocurrency can soar to $100,000 this year is that Back expects it to decorrelate from stocks and traditional financial markets. Quoting him here, "Everyone has their pet macro views, my guess. Stock market plus U.S. election season, moral hazard kicks up, quantitative easing ramps up again, rates drop again, money printer goes into overdrive, so the interest rate overhang falls off, and Bitcoin decorrelates somewhere along the way once DeFi flushed." And then he shares here, "My permeable case for Bitcoin, $100,000 this year, plus a U.S. physical Bitcoin ETF chaser, Grayscale Bitcoin Trust upgrade plus other would create a nice whipsaw and probably trigger a big uncoupling and positive reflexivity into a blow off top next year. No leverage, boys." And he also shares here, "Bitcoin permeable's mindset is Bitcoin focused. You got to change your basis to Bitcoin. Their aim is more Bitcoin over a 4-year horizon."
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Samson Mao chimed in, who was running for mayor of Bitcoin City in El Salvador, and wrote, "So that makes two people calling for $100,000 Bitcoin this year, me and Adam, in the darkness of the dip. Few can see the light." Touche. Now for Adam Back's previous forecast. 2 years ago, Back said that the global economic situation could boost Bitcoin's price to $300,000 by 2025. And he explained that the COVID pandemic caused many people to work from home, which affected the real estate industry and made property investments riskier. And additionally, people had more time to think about the value of money and look for ways to preserve money, which could push them towards Bitcoin. Back also denied the speculations that he is the mysterious creator of the digital asset known under the synonymous Satoshi Nakamoto. That's right. Many believe that Adam is the real Satoshi. Now, in April of last year, when Bitcoin was in a bull run and trading at around $55,000, Back predicted its valuation would tap $100,000 by the end of 2021. Obviously, his forecast did not come true, despite the fact that Bitcoin surged in November to a new all-time high of almost $70,000. So let me know your thoughts surrounding Adam Back's bullish price prediction for $100,000 Bitcoin price before the end of this year, along with Samson Mao. And now for a quick recap, what I cover with you here in today's show. Bitcoin price falls below 20,000 for the first time since 2020 as Ethereum dips under 1K. We also discuss who designed the infamous Bitcoin logo, as well as CNBC's Jim Cramer issues a massive crypto warning detailing a brutal price target for Bitcoin at $12,000, as well as co-founder of major crypto lender says the Bitcoin price will explode by over 350%, and also shared Adam Back's and Samson Mao's $100,000 Bitcoin price predictions for this year. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, eCoin wrote, "Aloha Friday JV, great show. Watching the price action for the king of all crypto closely. Gotta have plans for either direction, and eventually the king crypto will crank. Cheers, fam. As always, I appreciate your continued support. HODL." And our next featured comment comes from Space Oddity. "Celsius liquidation price is rumored to be $14,000. Ouch, we fast approaching those levels." And he also wrote, "Ha ha ha, Musk getting sued." And our third and final featured comment comes from Francesco Albanese, who wrote, "That guy is a dinosaur and a permabear." He's referring to the Double Line Capital CEO, Jeffrey Gundlach, who is predicting a $10,000 Bitcoin price. His record is all doom. Every time he chimes in stocks, crypto, you name it, he's just a doomsday peddler. That's his message. Great point, fam. Thanks for sharing. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.